Because it lives, I can do what? Hallelujah. Another hand clap to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Because it lives, I can face tomorrow. Our scripture today comes from the book of Genesis chapter 1. And we are reading from verse 26 to verse 31. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 to verse 31. In the NIV version of the Bible, the Bible says the following. Then God said, "Let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, over the livestock and all the wild animals, and over all creatures that move along the ground." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created them, male and female, he created them. God blessed them and said, he said to them, "Be fruitful and increase in number, fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky and over every living creature that moves on the ground." Then God said, "I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth, and every tree that has fruit with seed in it, they will be yours for food. And to all the beasts of the earth, and all the birds in the sky, and all the creatures that move along the ground, everything that has the bread of life in it, I give every green plant for food." And it was so. Then verse 31. God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day. Let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you so much for this very foundational text regarding creation and especially, Lord, regarding us, your people. We bless you, Lord, as we consider this text, and we pray that you would inspire me to share, and Lord, that you'd also inspire us to hear your word. And I pray the spirit of revelation and understanding to descend upon us. My God, thank you for those who are in the service online, in person here. And also thank you for the ones who are following the service online around the world. And God, as you bless us, I pray that you also bless them. You understand where they need you. And I pray come through for somebody following the service online and come through for somebody following the service here in person. And so we open ourselves unto your spirit and also your visitation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We may have our seats. Before I share the word of God, I would like to acknowledge some visitors who are with us. From Goma, Congo, Patrick, Minister Patrick Kubuya of Christian Fellowship Foundation. If you'd stand, thank you very much. And you have come together with Minister Jackson of CFF. Yes, Minister Jackson is here. Thank you. And also Minister Nicholas Kahindi. Tuwapigie makofi wote. Nashukuru sana ameweza kufika na kuwa nasi. Tunashukuru sana. Na tunaheshimu huduma yenu. Tunajua nyinyi yamfanyi ile false maprophecies. Nyinyi mna huduma safi. Na kwa hivyo tunashukuru Mungu kwa sababu yenu. I also have a girl called Joy Neema Kimai, who is traveling to Kalamazoo, Michigan. And she is going there to undertake a program in biomedical program. If Joy, you're here, you could also come. Just come up, Joy. Young person, come over. God bless you. And as Joy is coming, let me ask Dr. Mativo also to come. Dr. John Mativo to come up. Hallelujah. The things we preach here are real. Hallelujah. And when we connect with them, God begins to manifest. We have a young person going to the next level to study. And we have John, who has been with us in the church for many years, who has taken a special role. John, you can come on this side. And we will be praying, or Joy and John, okay. We'll be praying for them. John has been appointed CEO of Ketraco. Hallelujah. What is Ketraco?
Okay. Thank you, Pastor. KETRACO stands for the Kenya Electricity Transmission Company. I was appointed the CEO this week, and I'm grateful. And I'll request Pastor just to give me a second to mention, because this church has impacted my journey to be who I am today. And let me start. I was fortunate. I did my Sunday school in the 70s in this church, got born again in 1980. But in the 85, around there, this church started speaking about building this church. And I remember I was in high school trying to make a decision of what I'll do in future. And I asked God, I wanted to build this church. So I became an engineer. And I was grateful to participate to the people who did this church going forth. And God has made it. He has blessed me that besides what I asked for, the immediate, but I get a chance to make decisions about the electricity sector in this place. And the second thing, Pastor, sorry, I'm taking your time. I was just looking at the notes I wrote last year. Last year, remember, the theme was a Lord's inheritance. It was inheritance. Royal inheritance vision. So the first, it was vision, then we had favor, then we had decree. Remember Pastor Simon and Pastor Ambrose preaching that. So I wrote my strategies of what I want to change the company, but I changed them and called them royal decrees. And I thank God it made me my work very easy in the interview that already had Master Zote. So thank you so much.
So this is Engineer Dr. John Mativo, PhD Civil Engineering. Started in Sunday school, and today serving the nation in the position God has granted him. On your behalf, I say congratulations. Thank you. His wife Petronila is somewhere. Petronila, also an engineer. Engineer Petronila, would you stand? As a wife, let's give a hand to the Lord and appreciate his wife. Thank you. Thank you. Now we have this great champion, Joy Neema. The mother, would you stand? She's right there, Chair Women Ministry. Let's appreciate her. Thank you. You may have your seat. You're going to study?
Biomedical science.
We have a biomedical scientist right here. Hallelujah. And so, young people, you have a bright future. When we say arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Receive it every time it's spoken. Everything spoken here, we speak scripture. We don't speak those things that are spoken in those sides. But elsewhere, we believe in the word of God. And so receive it and make it your own. Joy, if you step forward a little, somewhere here. Stretch your hand in this direction. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you that we have Dr. John Mativo, and we have Joy Neema, who have come to the altar at the pinnacle of their walk. Thank you, my God, because you are the one who causes us to rise. And Lord, you are the one who gives us platforms. Now you've given Dr. John a platform to serve you at a national level as CEO KETRACO. And as we stretch a hand in his direction, Lord, we are committing him into your hands. And God, we pray that your anointing and favor would rest upon him. My Father, we pray, download the plan you have for electricity in Kenya and how Kenya will be wired with electricity, north, south, east, and west. Download that plan and that strategy into him. Let your spirit rest in him. Give him courage. Give him boldness. My God, open the way for him. And in every meeting where he shall gather in Kenya, across Africa, as he networks with other people who are doing the same and around the world, that favor would rest on him. And that God, because of him, Kenya will attract amazing victory. We bless you because your plan now is being rolled out, and you've put your servant on that platform to become your minister in this season. Therefore, bless John, bless his wife, bless the children, wherever they are those in Kenya and those outside Kenya. Lord, we pray you bless them and indeed generations that come from them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Lord, also thank you for Joy Neema. And I bless you that she's in this season of preparation and personal development. My God, as she's stepping out to go to the United States of America, Michigan, Kalamazoo, to take this biomedical program, she's looking up to you. Now, my God, become her help. Go before her come behind her. Lord, lay your hand of favor upon her. Give her the spirit of excellence like Daniel in the foreign land, or even Ruth, who was in a foreign land, or even Esther, among others. My God, just release your spirit of excellence inside her. And we decree and declare that joy is living, anointed, and blessed of the Lord. And she's going to find you have prepared a place for her, a beautiful place. And every part of her walk is guided of you, and that she'll come victorious. In Jesus' name we pray. And we all say, amen. Let's give a hand clap to Jesus. Joy.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. The title of the message today is Created to Flourish. Created to Flourish. And I just read a text from Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 to verse 31. God created us to flourish. God did not create us to survive. God created us to flourish. And there are three things that I'm going to share with us that demonstrate that we are wired to flourish. One is a divine identity. The second one is a divine mandate. And the third one is a divine blessing. Created to flourish. God in his creative work wired us to succeed, wired us to prosper. He wired us to grow. He wired us to thrive. That is the understanding I have from the text that I read. At the pinnacle of the creative work, he created you and me. He created man. And there are some words and certain things he says right there in terms of the creation that give us the wiring that thrusts us upward and thrusts us into victory. And therefore, I want to say, this is the time to occupy your destiny according to God's word. It's always good to go back to Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 to 31, especially when you're feeling down, you're feeling defeated, and you're feeling like you're going nowhere. It is always good to go back there, read that text, and then enter your destiny afresh. And my prayer is this, that through this service, somebody will refresh their destiny in terms of what God thinks, you know, about you, and what God desires about you. And you'll be able to say, I am going to occupy. You may be at a very infant stage in terms of your progress, but I want to say your destiny is good. Is somebody hearing me? Your destiny is good. Your destiny is beautiful. Your destiny is powerful. And that's why a Sunday school kid, Dr. John Mativo, and I've known him, by the way, all these years, would join us in Sunday school, grow in this church, and eventually one day, which is today, this is the day the Lord has made. We shall do what? We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Eventually mount the altar to declare what God has been able to do. It is possible for everyone. And God in his creative work wired within us that dimension. The rest of all we do is to develop ourselves to become what God has already wired within us. And we have a challenge to do the same, to develop ourselves so that we can become everything that God wanted us to do. And so, in the pinnacle of creation, God creates man. And this is the most important, the most amazing creation that God ever made. And so, where you are, remember, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are handsome and you are beautiful. You are looking very good. From where I'm sitting, you are looking very, very good. And that's what God says in his word. A divine identity. A divine identity. God has wired his glory within us. As we walk through life, what is needed is to manifest that glory. And he has done so by imprinting his image inside us. And so, in the beginning, and I will read again, Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 and 27. It says, then God said, let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness. That's very important. In our image, in our likeness. And so that they may rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, over the livestock and all the wild animals, and all over the creatures that move along the ground. So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. It's important for us to know that God in his creative work, he placed a deposit of his glory, a deposit of his image inside us. And if you understand the Ark of the Covenant, you understand the Shekinah glory, God has chosen in this day to spread his light and his glory all over the world using the instrumentation of mankind. This is because he has wired me and he has implanted and I have an imprint of his glory. And so within my family, I am a light. You know, I'm a representative of God. I become an ambassador because there is his glory within me. You know, Isaiah 60 verse 3, I quoted this last year. We said it, we verbalized it as I was sharing here. And even today we are going to say it, Isaiah 60 verse 3. What makes this possible is the fact that we are made in the image of God. I want us to read it again together. Isaiah 60 verse 3. Let's read it together. Nations will come to your light and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Now go back to verse 1. Isaiah 60 verse 1. We know it. I want us to read it together. Isaiah 60 verse 1. Arise and shine, for your light has come and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. If there is any statement that you need to know that is very liberating, is that you are made in the image of God. There are some things that come and try to corrupt that image, to try and put mud on it, to try and conceal it. But I want to say the manifestations of the sons and daughters of God is unstoppable. Hallelujah. Everywhere in every platform, and young men, young women, the people of God are rising, and that rise is unstoppable. These are truths we all need to know, and we should never allow anything to cover up or to muddle this image. In the book of Matthew chapter 5, verse 14, I'll just read from verse 14, you hear what the Bible has to say. Jesus said this, and this is very profound. And he's speaking to people who sometimes don't feel, were not feeling like what he was saying was actually true. But Jesus could see through them. He could see the image of God inside them. And he could see like the Shekinah glory in the temple, or when the Ark of the Covenant was being carried around. Jesus could see, and Jesus can see you, can see inside you. You may not feel this way, but this is what God is saying. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light do what? Shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. There's a song we used to sing in, I think it's preschool or even Sunday school. This little light of mine, yeah? This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. You know, there is a light in everyone. And I want to say, I am made in the image of God. Just say. And because of that, God's glory, Shekinah glory, dwells in me. You know, Shekinah glory or God's glory is the glory of his image. And even when you think somebody is lost completely, like the prodigal son, who has actually left home, left his father, taken a bit of his inheritance, gone very, very far. You know, actually took all his inheritance, went very, very far, and actually wasted it, you know, out there. And then his life started going down, 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 and down. You know, the Bible says, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus. But this guy starts up here, and he goes down, down, down. And when he's at the bottom completely and it's like all glory is gone, you know, and sometimes you look at your parent or brother or sister or child and they are lost in some stuff and you feel like this one cannot never come back. I want to say there is hope even for the prodigal son. There is hope for the prodigal daughter. And inside everyone is an element of God. There is a sense of the calling back home. You know, calling back home by God. Because we are made in the image of God. And even those who say there is no God, I want you to know that it's God who created you. And he wired you. And his image is inside you. And there is no way you can run from that truth. Because inside you is an element of God. And that's why we talk about something like conscience. We talk about the power to know right and wrong. And somebody is sleeping in the middle of the night and they start feeling a call, you know, back to the right track. They're inside the bed. There's nobody there because there's something inside us and God made us in his image. And so for the prodigal son, for this reason, there is hope. There is hope. And the Bible says in Luke chapter 15, when he came back to his senses, he remembered back home. And he remembered even the servants eat better because what he was eating was really rubbish. He was eating pig's food. He had gone that low in life. That low. Are you here? You have really gone low, low, low. I want to remind you, you are precious. Hallelujah. There's just something in you that is really, really special and really, really beautiful. And this is the image of God. And so created to flourish. And the wiring within us propels us towards becoming all that God wants us to be. And this is the wiring called the image of God. And God has put up a light in everyone. What we need to do is remove everything that actually obscures that light. Hebrews 12 verse 1. What does it say? Since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us do what? There are some things we should do. Throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. And let us run with perseverance the race that is marked out for us. It's important we remind ourselves that we have been made in the image of God. We have a divine identity. A divine identity. I have a divine identity. You have a divine identity. The divine imprint is on all of us. And therefore we carry the DNA of God. And this is what is called his image. It's in everyone. This is one reason we should reach every man and every woman on planet Earth. Because even the things we call rights and we call values, they are born out of a divine identity. We need to reach every person on planet Earth because they are very precious. They are very, very important. In Psalm 139, verse 13, I'll read from verse 13. Psalm 139 from verse 13. Psalm 139, yes. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. So every creation, every person is not an accident. Yeah? There is nobody who is an accident. I praise you because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful, and I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. You know, then how God thinks about how precious to me are your thoughts, O God. How vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I awake, I'm still with you. I want to say we are so precious. And God thinks about us. And this is because we are made in his image. And so, God has given us the capacity. This month, we are also talking about capacity. Enhanced capacity. By the virtue of this divine identity, he has given us the capacity to be carriers of his glory. And therefore, we become lights in a dark world. God is equipping us and God is strengthening us so that we can bring light in a world that is very, very dark. But secondly, created to flourish because we are wired with a divine mandate. A divine mandate. In verse 28, Genesis chapter 1, verse 28 up to verse 30. God blessed them and said to them, "Be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky and over every living creature that moves on the ground." Then God said, "I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth and every tree that has fruit within it. This will be yours for food. And to all the beasts of the earth and all the birds in the sky and all the creatures that move along the ground, everything that has breath of life in it, I give every green plant for food." And it was so. And then, of course, God looked and he saw that it was good. We have a divine mandate. We not only do we walk with his image and the brightness of his glory within us, there is a divine mandate. There is an instruction for us to do something. There is an instruction for us to accomplish an assignment. And when you look at what is written in Genesis chapter 1, there are some words that are used there. We become fruitful, we occupy, we multiply, we subdue, and also rule. We have a mandate to rule. We have a mandate to reign. We have a mandate to multiply, and we have a mandate to occupy. God has given everyone authority to have dominion and to be victorious. I have said here before that God never created anyone to be subservient, somebody to be oppressed and to put down. God has created us and given us authority to be able to exercise that authority. And by exercising it, then certain things happen. Yesterday, I was speaking at a conference, Marketplace Conference, at Safari Park Hotel. And I was speaking on the subject, Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verse 18. Which actually say, God has given you power to make wealth. You know, God has given all of us power to make wealth. And God gives that power, then releases us to the marketplace, and he expects that with authority, we shall exercise that power. It is God's desire that every one of his children prospers. And sometimes we approach it like it's an apology. That's what I was saying at Safari Park. I said, the mandate upon creation to make wealth, human beings to make wealth, is rooted in the covenant, you know, in God's covenant. And God wants us to subdue, to rule, to reign, to be successful, to be victorious. When you start a business, God wants you to prosper. Hallelujah. There's a lady yesterday we talked on phone, and I remember 15 years ago praying with her, and she was really down. Because her business was really down and operating from a very, very, like from a briefcase, dealing with clothes. I don't know that she's here. I think maybe she'll come in the second service. And we prayed together, trusted God, and then moved to the streets of Nairobi and prayed for her to occupy, to enter a particular space opposite fire station. That is where she started. And started downstairs with a small clothes shop, then we went upstairs. I went and dedicated that later. And after that was moved from one town to another town. And that company is now called Jade Collections. It's a clothes store. 15 years ago, hallelujah, started very small. But I have worked with her as we have moved from Nairobi to Eldoret, to Kisumu, to Thika, to different places, and opening clothes shops. I want us to know that God has given us a divine mandate. And God has given us seed, that mandate in the seed. And he says, go plant it. And when you plant it, then nurture it. Trust me, it will soon come out of the ground. It will become a tree. That tree will bear fruit. There will be multiplication. And in this fruit, there will be more seed. And then you take more seed, you plant on a bigger space, and then you get more plants, and then you get more seeds, and then you plant in a larger space. Hallelujah. We have a divine mandate, and God has given us authority. And as I'm speaking this right now, because I know mandate is in our hands, is in our brains, is in our feet, I speak Deuteronomy 28 verse 12 that says, God will open the heavens. He'll pour our blessings upon you. He'll bless the work of your hands. You will lend to many nations and you'll borrow from none. He has given us a mandate to multiply, to subdue, to rule, to reign, to have dominion and to overcome. And so when you understand that, because God created us to flourish, when you are going out into the marketplace, that initiative that you are undertaking, you can speak to it and you say, you are a seed and you shall expand, you shall flourish, and you shall bring great returns. I was telling the conference in Safari Park, and I said, you might be in a place where you feel like, oh no, I am failing. From God's side, he's saying, you are a success. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 54, verse 2 and 3, this is what I'm encouraging us to do, because God is about to do amazing, amazing things. Verse 2, enlarge the place of your tent, stretch your tent curtain wide. Do not hold back, lengthen your cords, strengthen your stakes, for you will do what? You will spread to the right and to the left. Your descendants will possess nations and settle in their desolate cities. That is the word of God. And I said, in this church, we preach God's word. It's up to you to receive it. If you make that first person, you will say, I will spread to the right and to the left. Right now, by faith, you can even begin increasing your tent. If you had built like a small space and you say, I'm going to operate within these limits here, you say, I hear God's word saying there is a divine mandate. I walk with a mandate. And this is a mandate with authority. God said, go multiply. Go rule. You know? Go have dominion. That's what God, that's a mandate. God has already said it. And you can speak to this small place and you say, because God has said it, now I speak to you. This boundary move this way, you boundary move that way, you boundary move that way, and you go the other way. Hallelujah. Our God is able. And so that small place where you have been for so long, I speak with authority in Jesus' name. And I say the divine mandate and dynamic of the word of God released upon that place will expand and will grow. Allow me to say you are moving to the next level. From where you are, God wants you to flourish. It is not the plan of God to take you downwards. Let's give a hand to the Lord. It's not God's plan. That's not God's plan. You know, to take you to the grave. And those ones in Shakahola, who have been doing the ministry of killing people, that is not God's plan. And I thank God for the prayer you prayed. God gives the congregation wisdom. Because I think the solution lies in all of us going back to scripture and becoming like the Berean believers. Acts 17 verse 11. Whenever Paul spoke, they went home and checked whether what he said was true, consistent with the scriptures. God gave us a brain. He wants us to think. He wants us to have inquiry. So we need to go back to the scriptures. And secondly, of course, test the spirit. 1 John 4:1. Test the spirit of the speaker. You know, test every spirit. These are things the congregation should actually exercise. Test every spirit. So when I take a scripture like that and I say, now receive it, I map it in your situation, the power of God descends upon that little thing. And then it begins to grow and to expand. We sang a song that because of Jesus, we can face tomorrow. And let me say, our tomorrow will be better than our yesterday. Today you may be discouraged because things are not happening, but in the next few days, you know, and I prophesy this all the time, in the next few days, God is going to surprise you. Amen. You know, Peter, they had given up, and John, they caught nothing the whole night, you know, but Jesus gave them the word, this mandate, yeah, this mandate, authority to expand and grow, multiply. He spoke a word. It's called the marketplace word. He found them, entered their boat. Then he said, go back to that lake. Launch your nets in the deep place. They could have disobeyed. That's why you should take God's word. And you say, I make it mine. I am going out of this church, back to the same marketplace, But I know what God has said. It is time to expand all the borders, expand the tent, because God is about to do something bigger. And God will surprise you. So when they threw their nets in the water, what happened? Suddenly fish came. A lot of fish. And there was an overflow. I remember at Safari Park, I finally anointed. There are many people in the pavilion, you know that hall. From the marketplace, CEOs and all kinds of people are in that place. And I was speaking to them. And I finished, I said, I'm going to anoint all of you with the anointing of the overflow. And you know, I carry that little bottle, it was here. I pulled it out. And it was quite something. Psalms 23 verse 5 says, I'll anoint your head with oil, your cup will do what? Will run over. And I said, I know this is the divine mandate. We should multiply. We should reign. We should rule. Yeah, we should have dominion. And you know what? I anointed all of them, and they went back and sat, and I could sense the yoke of poverty broken and all those limits breaking in Jesus' name. And people rise into the next level. And I believe 1 year from now, when I meet that conference again, those people will be coming and saying, Pastor, our baskets are actually flowing over. They are overflowing because I recalled the Genesis mandate. As I was anointing them, I was going back to Genesis chapter 1 and say, God, you created us. There was a purpose and there was a mission in that creation. And with that understanding, then I was anointing. And I was saying, God, you didn't just make us to survive, but you created us to flourish. And I'm speaking to somebody here. You are created to flourish. In Jesus' name, I break every ceiling, every barrier, every resistance, and every handicap that causes you not to expand and even to grow. But finally, of course, there is a divine blessing. Genesis 12, verse 1 to 5, as we finish here. A divine blessing. Genesis 12, verse 1 to 5. Created to flourish. And something wired within us is his blessing. The Lord said to Abraham, go from your country, your people, and your father's household to the land I will show you. I'll make you into a great nation. This is it. Created to flourish. I will make you into a great nation. And I will bless you. That word bless is used 5 times. Just within 5 verses. I'll make your name great. And you will be a blessing. I'll bless those who bless you. And whoever curses you, I will curse. And all peoples on earth will be blessed through you. And after that, Abram went, as the Lord had told him, and Lot with him. Abram was 75 years old. It's never late. When he set out from Haran. And he took his wife Sarai, his nephew Lot, all the possessions they had accumulated, and the people they had acquired in Haran, and they set out for the land of Canaan, and they arrived there. Abraham obeyed completely. He obeyed fully and completely. But the whole idea of covenant blessing, you see it right here, the Abrahamic covenant blessing. It is a recall of Genesis chapter 1 in the creation, where God says, and he blessed them. And I thank God for those who discover and have revelation and understanding of recalling the blessing within, which is already wired. And within the covenant saying, there's a covenant stipulation that says, I am blessed. And because I am blessed, my name will be great. I'll be a mother of nation. That's multiplication. I'll be a father of nation. I shall be called blessed. And whoever blesses me will be blessed. And people will be blessed through me. This is the blessing mandate. It's a divine blessing. And God has already released the blessing. I break every curse in Jesus' name. When you read Deuteronomy 28, verse 1 to 13, that one you can read when you get home. There are about 15 key blessings. Deuteronomy 28, verse 1 up to verse 13. And it's an exercise I do. You know, because I must invoke this blessing right from creation. And I connect it with the covenant, Abrahamic covenant. And then I say, this is my portion. And I begin to say, I am blessed. You know, when you say you are blessed, you become like Jabez. He prayed, 1 Chronicles 4 verse 9 and 10. And he said, oh, that you'd bless me indeed. The next thing was flourishing. Oh, that you would bless me indeed, that you would expand my territory, that you'd place your hand on me, and that you'd keep me from evil. A very short text, and God heard and God answered. I want to say there is power in the blessing. God created you to flourish. And when you ask for the blessing, every curse is broken. Again, every barrier is removed. Jacob, in Genesis chapter 32, you remember, he came to the place called Penuel, and he was there wrestling with someone and said, well, I'm not letting you go until you bless me. And then he was blessed, a new name, a new direction, things changed, a new beginning for him. There is power in the blessing. And so right from creation, God gives us three things that are very, very, very critical. Yeah, three things that we are made in his image. The image, the identity that God has given us. And that's what I'm sharing with us. And today, even as I pray, I want us to get back there and connect with that divine identity. Now, with the identity, you don't become an exhibit in a museum. No, we are on planet Earth. We have an identity. We have the image of God. There is a mandate. Jesus recalls it in Matthew 28 and refreshes it with the disciples. Verse 19, he says, go therefore and make disciples of all nations. Baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I've commanded you. And lo, I'll be with you to the end of the age. And finally, of course, the blessing. Which of these three areas do you need to visit today? The identity. Some people have low self-esteem and they feel like they are not worthy. God is saying, you have my identity. You have my image. You are really precious. Isaiah 43, you are precious. You are honored. And I love you. In fact, I get excited when I think about that because I have had a personal problem where on the mirror, I didn't like myself for a long time. I've shared this. The nose, this nose was a problem for me. Because it looked like the handle of a cup. And some people would always observe it. And you meet someone, you feel like they're only looking here. And so I would want to hear, I wouldn't stand in front of people reclaiming our identity. I am a child of the King. And I'm carrying the DNA of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. But identity without mandate is not complete. Why, God, did you make me? Why did you create me so special and so nice and fearfully and wonderfully made? Is it for a museum as an exhibit? Is it so that I become a footnote in history? And when everybody is talked about, I'm just a footnote. When the family is being discussed, just a footnote. I want to say there is a mandate. And that's why the Holy Spirit came at Pentecost. And then we are powered for the mandate. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the world. And so I want my ministry not to be just in a small local place. I want my ministry to flourish. So identity is a word of flourish, and mandate is a word of flourish, and also blessing, like you have heard about Abraham, is also a word of flourish. You are created to flourish. The devil has taken so much from us. But we must bring back this understanding. The identity, the mandate, and the blessing. Out of these three, which one is the Lord speaking to you about? Which area do you feel you have lost ground? Today, if it's the identity, take time to pray around that issue. You are made in the image of God. If it's mandate, refresh the mandate. Are you really living the calling of God in your life? And if it's a blessing, invoke the blessing, and God will release it upon your life. Jabez did it through a prayer. We can actually do it. And so I want us to pray and trust God together in those areas. Those of you who are in business, starting a career, as I'm praying, I want those things to flourish. If it's a startup, and even the ones that have grown to a certain level, we can trust God together. And God is able to multiply and also increase. Do you remember the boy who had loaves and fish? And then John chapter 6 brought them to Jesus. In the hands of Jesus, they multiplied. And they fed 5,000 people. Are you a singer? Una wimbo, gospel song? Unafikiria ni kidogo? God wants you to flourish. Hallelujah. Just go put it together. Release it. You know, trust the Lord, release it. And I'm telling you, you'll be amazed what God is going to do with that song that you are releasing. The words have power, and many people will come for that song, and nations will be blessed. You become a channel of blessing to the nations. Some of the young people, I've said here before, are good with IT. Linda, you know I've said that. Yes, and I have a young daughter who is also now becoming an IT guru. She did Form 4 the other day. And she's designing websites. And I say, what is it? My daughter, what's that? She has entered her niche. Hallelujah. And I'm saying, be blessed. May you prosper. May you expand. May God use what is inside you to touch people to the ends of the earth. So world changers know their identity. They know their mandate. And they know they are blessed. Let's all stand up as we pray together. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. And you know, it's exciting when I'm surrounded by such a powerful team here of worship leaders, and they're giving their gifts to the King of Kings, and it's being followed all over the world. Let's appreciate, yes, in Jesus' name. Father, in Jesus' name, I want to thank you for the theme of this month. And Father, thank you for empowered creativity. When you are creating man, you are empowering him to also become a creative like you. And my God, I thank you for the words you spoke right as inception into the life of man. And that is what distinguishes the man from animals and from trees and lakes, distinguishes us from the rest of the creation. And I thank you, God, that you made us at the pinnacle of creation because you wanted to be partner with us. You wanted to relate with us. And you wanted to for us to continue the work that you actually started. And so this morning, my God, I thank you for that Genesis passage. And I thank you that we have an opportunity through this prayer to reclaim that which has been lost or eroded over time. Our sense of identity, our sense of mandate, and our sense of blessing. God, fill our cup where we have been empty in terms of these three. Lord, refresh us. So that, Lord, we are strengthened again to be able to do your work in our world today. You've called us to be world changers. And thank you for sending Jesus, our Lord and Savior, so that the barrier of sin can be overcome and so that we can be forgiven and so that we can be empowered to live the life that you spoke many, many years ago in the book of Genesis. Thank you for the Holy Spirit who has come to empower us to be able to live out our mandate. And today, my God, as we refresh, we are doing so with joy and thanksgiving. And I'm joining somebody here who is praying in the name of Jesus and is saying, I reclaim my identity. I reclaim my mandate. I reclaim my blessing. And God, Jabez prayed a very short prayer as he was doing the reclaiming. He had walked a life of pain. He was so limited and squeezed by pain. He was not thriving. He was not flourishing. He was surviving. Pain was his portion. But because of that prayer, that was broken. The yoke of pain was broken over his life. And he entered an expanded space where he could grow and actually flourish. And therefore, my Father, I join someone here who is praying that I reclaim my identity. I reclaim my mandate. I reclaim my blessing. And God, as we pray this prayer, I know these are prayers you answer suddenly. Come through, answer that prayer, and Lord, show us how it works out. As we are leaving this church, my God, I'm commissioning and sending a people who know they are made in the image of God, who know that they have authority, and who know that they are blessed. And therefore, Lord, as they go out, they will flourish. They'll flourish at home. They'll flourish outside home. They'll flourish in every initiative that they are undertaking. And if you're here, you're undertaking an initiative, I bring it under the brooding of the Holy Spirit, and I declare it will flourish. It will expand. It will grow, because that's what brings glory to God. And I say our initiatives will not die. In Jesus' name, they will expand and they will grow and they'll have an impact. Father, thank you so much for all the seeds we carry. And I speak the multiplication dimension in these seeds. And I pray that we shall rise from seed to harvest. And very soon we shall be carrying big baskets baskets. I see in the picture of Revelation and in the spirit, somebody just carrying big baskets of harvest. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. And God is saying that day is coming faster and earlier than you know, because I created you to flourish. I put you on planet Earth. I understand all the forces and dynamics that operate against you, but I put you there to flourish. And God is saying, I am releasing the anointing and I'm releasing the power for you to flourish. And therefore that initiative will grow from strength to strength. I prophesy in Jesus' name. Don't be afraid. Just be strong and courageous. And my God, now I bless. We can raise our hands to the Lord. My God, I understand the power of blessing. I thank you for the covenant blessing that you released on Abraham. And because of releasing it on Abraham and Sarah, the barrenness in Sarah was broken. And your word that she'd become a mother of nations was actually realized and fulfilled. My God, as we lift our hands to you, we are looking up to you because we know you are the source of every blessing. And therefore, I declare today, according to Ephesians 1:3, that we are blessed with every blessing in the spiritual realms. I declare that the fruit of our womb is blessed. Our kneading trough is blessed. Our going out is blessed. Our coming in is blessed. The work of our hands is blessed. We are covered by the canopy of the blessing of God. We are protected by the blessing of God. Our going today is blessed. Everywhere we go, those who are going out of the country, we are blessed. When we go around the country, we are blessed. This week, I release the blessing of God. We are blessed on Monday, blessed on Tuesday, blessed on Wednesday, blessed on Thursday, blessed on Friday, blessed on Saturday, blessed this coming Sunday. We are blessed through and through. And I release these blessings in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And we all say, amen. Amen. Glory to God. Turn to the person next to you and tell them you are blessed more than you know. If you don't have somebody next to you, just tell yourself, I am blessed more than I know. Hallelujah. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever and ever. Amen. Have a great week. Thank you.